One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality games. Let's love.
Okay, raise your hand who can only hear Jasmine's texts in Maddie's impression of her.
Oh, when he texted her about how much it cost.
Yeah.
Baby, jingling, little green, I don't do shit. I don't do, Gino, I need quality, Gino. I need quality. End of conversation. I love you, Gino.
It's like when she's like,
I love you. I want your cum, Gino.
Okay, the amount of time she either said cum or ejaculate. I'm having whiplash because everyone else is so ridiculously sad.
It's very sad.
And then Gino and Jasmine are just like a Midsummer Night sex comedy.
I want them to be on. I want them to be on Before.
I agree.
I want them to be on 90 Day. I want them to be on Happily Ever After.
I agree.
Want them on all the things.
Yo, this is B90 Before the 90 Days, Season 6, Episode 1. Hakuna Matata is
Hakuna
the name
Matata.
Of this episode.
If you're new to us, we talk so fucking much that we use two episodes to talk about one episode of television.
Yeah.
But that's just how
we're reality gays.
We are. I'm Maddie. That's when you say I'm Poodle, you whore.
I don't know why I'm so reticent about
you
it.
You have to do it.
I'm Poodle.
It's called being a professional.
There's something about it that someone's going to steal. I don't know why I think someone's going to steal my identity. I don't know why. It's ridiculous.
Yet you don't care that there's just pictures of your donut all over the internet that somebody's just gonna
occupational show. Hazard. The good outweighs the bad.
The good out
or the bad the outweighs bad. The bad.
Oh, this is great.
Where's Tybee?
Y'all, big news, big news, big news, big news, big news.
Big news, huge news.
We have rebranded our Patreon and our Supercast and added Apple subscriptions all under the umbrella of Reality Games
RG Plus. Ding!
I literally said when I talked to Patrick to make the art, I said, I want it to look like there's a ding in it. And he did.
I inferred that, that it was already there.
I loved it. So RG plus, that's how Bregler referred to it normally.
This is a big deal for us. And I will say, nothing is changing.
The
only thing that is changing is the naming of the tiers, mostly because we wanted to name them something more descriptive, so Apple subscriptions, which we are starting, would make a lot little more sense about what you are getting.
Nothing. I'm going to reframe what you said. It's not that nothing is changing. Nothing is changing. Actually, that's not true. Nothing is being taken away because if you're on Supercast.
You're getting more.
We're excited that we're going to be offering the $15 tier finally on Supercast.
So you're going to get video on Supercast. If you want to upgrade to video on Supercast, it is yours. That technology has been made real.
It is yours. I will say, so here's the deal with Apple subscriptions, y'all. We're limited more. We don't have as much control over it. Because we kind of have to fit into Apple's little
Tim
box.
Cook is just like whipping me and I'm going to call her. He's a rough daddy too.
What's nice about it, if you listen to our regular podcast, you don't subscribe to another podcast fee. Literally, you'll see if you're listening to the podcast, you'll say, "Oh, Love After Lockup. I want to listen to that." And if you click on it, it'll say, "Well, you can listen to this, but it's part of RG Plus or whatever." And you pay and you download it just like you would an app. That deal is, we don't have any of your information.
Yeah.
So if
not
you,
your email.
Nothing.
Not your name, not nothing. And that's fine. Maybe
we don't know.
I'd like your husband's name and a picture, but I'm probably not
going to
get
that. I would
too.
I'm single now. But if you have a problem, then a tech issue, we can't help you.
That's true.
We have no idea. That's an Apple thing. You've got to contact them. There's that. There's also, there's not a community aspect of it. Whereas Supercast has, we learned that Supercast actually has posts the way Patreon does.
I've never seen it. I need to go into that.
But you can interact and comment.
And Patreon has a way we can do polls and comments.
We're trying to be better with Supercast as well, like sending you the Bicurious polls.
Right.
We can email you. We can build that kind of community aspect. And you get more, you get a bit of more say in the content we're putting on our podcast. Not with Apple subscriptions.
Yeah.
So we're just putting that up front so that way people are like, man, I don't get this. But that's because we're doing it for the ease of it.
You don't have to go to another platform. You can just go to Apple subscriptions or Apple Podcasts where most of you go. And if you said, I've never done RG Plus or a premium thing before because it looks really hard and I don't want to put my credit card number in Apple subscriptions. It's already attached to your Apple account.
Mm-hmm.
You click that button and set it and forget it, like the Ronco food dehydrator.
Yes, and Tim Cook's going to give you that.
And
raw
Tim Cook's going to give you that
reality
and jizz in your face.
Woo!
While both of us are on a collar, we're like on like a chariot for gays.
Exactly. Yes. Mush. Mush. Or no. Share. Share.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Wow. That was really, really,
you
vibrant.
Saw it. You saw it in
I did.
We're very excited, though. We're very excited that we can be, like Poodle Sex Life, we can be out there for everyone.
Everyone to see.
Everyone to see. So now you can...
Everyone gets a grab.
Yes. So that said, for Patreon and for Supercast, they are going to have three tiers. What was once our Lonely Heart, Don't Pull Over, and our Come At Us tiers are now going to be renamed.
It's now more descriptively named by food, which both of us...
Because we talk about food all the fucking time on this show.
So the $5 tier, previously the Lonely Heart tier, is going to be now known as the Poo Poo Platter.
Mm.
It is a sampling.
Sampling.
Of our... premium content.
Yes.
You're going to get the weekly classless episode, which is usually a previous season of Night of Fiancé. When we finish Night of Fiancé or Femme Chantel, we will decide what to do next, but it will be a previously aired episode.
A classic.
A classic. A classless.
As we like
and
to call.
And you're going to get that. You're going to get all the Netflix binges.
Queer Ultimatum.
Queer Love.
Queer Love. Queer Ultimatum.
You're going to get Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
And
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset. And any other Netflix binges we decide to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that is kind of the initial buy-in. It's a sampling
Sorry, y'all. Someone was at Poodle's door. I thought it was someone's husband, by the way, that he knocked.
It was forceful.
It was forceful.
It was very forceful.
That scared me. That scared me.
I love a good hard knock.
All right. So let's talk to something that doesn't make me uncomfortable. Poodle, go through the tiers. So we've got the poo-poo platter.
We've got the poo-poo platter, a sampling.
A sampling.
You're going to get, as I said before, you're going to get the class list. You're going to get the Netflix binges. And you're going to get the monthly Bicurious episode, which is going to be the poll will come out soon, where we cover a show that we don't normally cover.
All right. And then the $8 tier.
And the $8 tier, you're going to get all of our audio content. The whole thing, the whole enchilada, and that's the name of the tier.
The whole enchilada.
We love the whole enchilada.
The H-O-L-E enchilada.
Is that how we're spelling it? No, no.
That's how I prefer.
That's how you prefer.
But you're going to get all of our audio content. You're going to get Love After Lockup. You're going to get the cringe tier.
You're going to get our
BMIX. You're going to get Extreme Sisters.
You're getting our shows ad-free.
You're going to get thank you.
For your pleasure.
So that's all of our premium audio content.
Mm-hmm.
It's also our Night of Fiance shows ad free.
Yeah.
All of it. Then the $15 tier.
What is it? Let me give you a drum roll.
Again, you're trying too hard. Keep it closer to your legs and it's faster. No, don't work so hard. No, anyway. You're failing. The name, it is...
Smorgasbord. Say it again.
It is everything. For all you dick pigs who need everything.
Dicky, pig.
And you need it fast. Mm-hmm. And you need all... You need every inch of our content.
You need to have sex.
Yeah, you can see because my eyes
are... Yeah, your eyes are wide.
So, y'all, you're going to get video... In the $15 tier is the video tier. You're going to get the video of this episode,
our intimate portraits,
sitting on my couch, and you're right here. And you're also going to get the watch-alongs, us watching the classless videos and reacting to them for the first time. And you're also going to get our monthly YouTube Live, where we answer your questions, and you go under the skirt. And
under the skirt is usually where we drop a little bit of tidbit. We kind of tell them first those
things
people in that YouTube Live. What
we told them this stuff.
Yeah, we told them a little bit about this. We didn't go in detail, but we said it's happening. So
very exciting. We're happy. We're doing this mostly because Apple subscriptions and y'all. Apple subscriptions only allows one tier.
Thank you for that.
Which is the we've decided it's going to be the middle tier. So if you do want the video, you will need to be on
Patreon or Supercast. But if you just want all the audio ad-free, you can do it through Apple.
Then Apple subscriptions
but
is fine.
Supercast is just as easy to sign up as Apple.
I agree.
Patreon is trying. They're getting easier. Patreon's nice if you're on Cray Cray or Pink Shade Prime or any of those other shows. It can be nice. But Pink Shade the Prime, they're on Supercast now too.
Yes.
So...
And Cray Cray has been for a long time.
They're the ones that got us on there. So we're all just sluts going to the same whorehouses, y'all. That was very concise.
Fucking the same motherfuckers.
So the same motherfuckers. Very concise, even with a door knock in the middle of it.
Concision is a blessing.
I was impressed.
So y'all, get into it. Reality Gaze Plus.
Ding.
Ding. It's there for everybody. RG+.
RG+. I think that's about it. We talked about a lot of stuff on that, but our YouTube Live is going to be June 18th this week. It's a different week this month, not normal, the same week. We're taking off the week of July 4th. We're going on vacation. Yep. So
I'm going to Colombia.
You
to
are?
Find
you're
my
going,
fiance.
You're going to Medellin.
I am. Several different places. I literally am going to Colombia because of this show.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, because And
my favorite guys on Chatterbait are on always from Colombia.
Big dicks.
Big, huge, like beer can dicks.
I'm going with someone I'm seeing, so it's not as
good. Yeah, that's stupid. That was dumb. Should have gone with me. Maybe if I still go down there to do a language thing, you'll have to come visit me. You'll never stay with me. You'll just tell your guy you're dating you're visiting.
Good idea. Ultimatum Queer Love, you've got another 4 episodes.
What was your favorite part of these episodes that we just watched?
I think my favorite is when Ray hotboxed Vanessa under the covers.
That was great. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
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 Or when Vanessa popped a ping pong ball out of her vagina.
Whoop.
I also have big news. God, why does this do this? Big news for the Bicurious for May.
Oh, you're going to announce
huge this. News. This is never before seen.
Okay.
y'all, you need to know that the amount of crazy, bonkers television that was released in April.
There was a lot.
Or sorry, the month of May. Was insane.
Month of May.
Where am I? Oh.
Riveting. Just riveting. What are you going to do? Tell them you're see,
I'm
this
giving
is why
them,
you need to do hosty stuff sometimes.
Don't you do.
Like, introducing yourself. You're saying, I'm about to announce the shows that are going to be...
I'm
going to
throw this and break your fucking teeth off. The ones that you just had...
don't you dare.
Rubber
I
bands.
Money on Invisalign.
Here are the six choices. I will take the three top tier winners and put them as your poll. Y'all, this is going to be a fucking battle royale.
So people only, and again, people that on RG Plus on Patreon, and Supercast will be able to vote.
Yes. They are Dancing Queens, the life of, that's a Bravo show, they're the life of professional dancers. It is nuts. People have, Ronnie and Ben cover it from Watch What Crappens.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're covering it.
It's because professional dancers are crazy.
Yep. Jewish Matchmaking.
People loved it.
I haven't. There's the guy is a big douche. One of the guys is a big douche. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Some people have said this is a lot better than the Summer House and the way it's going.
I've heard that they're messy. Cara Berry calls it
Black Summer House. She does.
That's what she calls it.
Match Me Abroad from that's
a Matt Sharp joint.
That's a Matt Sharp joint.
God, he has a lot of money.
As well, and that's the thing where they're matchmakers that go, I feel like I had another one.
Yeah, oh, there is. I remember which one.
What? Oh, yeah. Merpeople.
Merpeople.
Y'all, Merpeople, Merpeople is a dark horse. I saw it happening and I went, the sissies are going to watch this and they're going to
badger
me. Dark
horse or a dark fish?
They're going to badger me about doing it. So Merpeople is one of the reasons that I'm creating this type of... I kind of want to see if Merpeople can actually come from behind here.
I don't know if it's a dark horse anymore because I think it's going to get a lot of votes because people are freaking out about it.
People are losing their shit over Merpeople.
People are
saying... And it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You can guess what it is. It's people who think they're mermaids.
People
and
who
love
think they're mermaids.
And maybe they are mermaids. I don't
someone
know.
Someone thinks they're descended from mermaids.
God,
like
people
a descendant.
Are fucked up.
Yeah. It's.
God bless.
I just feel like your skin would get so wrinkly. It'd be like those mermaids that were the mermaids in Peter Pan in the 60s and 70s. A lot of them that worked at Disneyland, you know, because they had mermaids in the lagoon.
I did not know this.
Yeah, a lot of them ended up getting skin cancer.
I'm not a Disney historian.
Well, I went with our friend Erin. You know Erin, lesbian Erin, who knows all the Disney. So she tells me all the stuff is fun.
Lesbian Erin, yes.
I'd like to go again. I haven't gone in a while.
That's it, though.
That's it. All right.
Should we jump in?
Yes. I have some big news that I'm going to drop after the commercial. That speaking of Cara Berry.
Cara Berry.
I always say Cara Berry.
I know.
I do.
I will correct you every time.
Please do.
People need their names
spoken
correctly.
No, they do. She said it's fine. I went, no, I'm going to say your name right, Cara Berry. And
you had to think about it that time.
I think about it every time. Every time.
David anyway. And Sheila, which sounds like your
Sheila,
which sounds like your Bible study leader names.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell David and Sheila I can't go to Bible study tonight.
Uh-huh, sure do.
I know I was supposed to bring cake, but I can't go because it's Bubba's soccer game.
Oh. I didn't know he could run that fast.
He can't.
Oh, he can't?
You know, he does. He works his little stubby legs as fast as he can.
Oh, that little, he's so cute.
Yeah.
I hope he never grows out of that.
It's a shame about the hump on his arm.
Yeah,
though.
He better grow out of that though. Yeah. He's gonna get a girlfriend one day.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe a boyfriend. I don't know.
Maybe you want a beer.
I pray. Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
I pray for so many things at night.
So many
should
things
go to Bible study and see David and Shayla.
And Shayla.
David is 42.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
I gotta say, Omaha looked like a cute town.
It's
I've never
kind of,
been.
It's kind of quirky and fun. People
yeah,
say.
It looked really nice.
Yeah.
Except in the winter and the summer when it's blazing hot and then freezing.
I think that's most of the Midwest, to be honest.
I remember my Aunt Karen, they lived up in Hays, Kansas, and I remember we went to go, and he went to school.
Sounds remote.
It's very remote, Hays. And we went up there, and I'll remember, we left because there was a snowstorm coming, so we left, and I was so angry because my mama said that she talked to Karen, and it snowed up to the top of their fence, and I'd never heard of any, we never got anything like that in Oklahoma. To their stockade
and you
fence.
And you wanted that?
Well, yeah, I was a little kid. I wanted to play in big snow like that. I never seen snow like that.
I never have seen snow. All the same, I know. It's a great song.
Get in.
But it's a song that a black woman sings from the House of Flowers.
All right. Let's move on.
So it's on Audra McDonald's How Glory Goes album.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. So.
And Sheila, 31, from Cebu City, Philippines.
Philippines. You know, they're kind of doing, if you watch Love After Lockup, which is a Matt Sharp joint, recently on Love After.
Love Before.
Love Before Lock. No, Love During.
Love During.
But yes, Love Chelsea. During Lock. We had Chelsea, who was
Mikey.
And they do this. They didn't do it too much. They did a really good job for the most part. We thought of like not always talking about her being deaf, but bringing it up when it mattered because how it affected them moving yeah. about into the world. Where they kind of take everything out and feel silent.
Yeah. I will say this. Although it does feel gimmicky to me, I understand that to reach some people and to make some people understand it. That's one way to do it. I hope they don't continue the whole season that way.
And they didn't with Chelsea. They didn't.
They,
I hope they don't do that either. They do, but I think they're going to do it a lot at first because in a good way, I think to remind us that
that's how a deaf person goes to
deaf,
the world.
David moves about this way in the world for him because yep. he was born fully deaf, which I guess if you, is that probably why he can't read lips? I think a lot of people who are born fully deaf don't, or that's harder for them.
Yeah.
And I never thought about this. Like they talked about how he went to, his parents sent him to a deaf school, which was like a boarding school. It would be like when I went to arts camp as a high schooler or whatever.
Yeah,
that
you find your tribe, find people who are like you.
You find everyone like you.
Communicate
you
with you.
You never have to. All right.
But it's even more extreme because you can't, if you're a deaf person and no one speaks ASL around you.
Then you get it back out into the world again. And it's just, that's hard. That's brutal.
I think this is groundbreaking for 90 Day. And I'm glad they're doing it. We are learning a little bit.
We are, actually.
Learning channel. And I wonder if there are other documentary-esque shows that are doing this for deaf Americans.
I don't know as far as looking for love and things yeah. like that and dating,
but and we can see how hard it is because so y'all, David is playing, he's at the arcade playing pinball and skee ball. My students who I worked with sometimes in the autism, the school with autism and mm-hmm. disabilities, they, it was a very common thing for those who either were had hearing issues to love to do things that were vibration and things like that because it's something they could feel in their body.
Ah.
And so when I saw that, I was like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And
I don't mind some vibrations that I can feel in my body.
Oh, yeah. And so he works at a grocery store where he stocks shelves, and he also is a casino cleaner. And he's like, and I get to see the people who they're in a great time before they lose it all.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny. But I bring all that we talk about. They're using this device of him being and like taking the sound out and everything. It makes us feel for him because, again, this person is incredibly lonely.
Yep.
Because he said...
He's singular in his world.
He had a girlfriend.
Yep.
And she what, Poodle?
Cheated.
She cheated on him. And so that was devastating to him. He always talked about it's even hard communicating with his parents. We don't even know if his parents learned ASL.
I don't know if his parents know ASL.
Some parents don't.
Yeah. And he says, people treat me different or think I'm helpless. And that's something that if you've ever worked with either adults who are disabled or even children who are disabled, there is a resistance to the kids or adults, regardless, will always tell you, I'm not helpless. And there will be a raging against that. And as soon as you start treating them in any way like that, they'll just flat out tell you, I can do this.
Mm.
Yeah. And so it's when I started working at either the school for disabilities or the school with autism, there was one thing. When I first started doing it, it was immediately they would call me out when I would say, do you understand? Is this too much? I would say, is this too much for mm-hmm. you? And they're like, we'll tell you when it is.
Mm.
And they did. They always did.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's the great thing about schools that are specific like that. They teach the kids or even adults to own the part of your – say you're disabled and own your disability and let – and you're, it's your job to say, this is how I want you to treat me.
Mm.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of – and it's not to say you're labeled by your disability. It's like we're going to teach you – to treat this is like I'm going to tell you how to treat
you. You're asking people in society to meet you where you want
yes.
to be met.
Yes,
you are. Yeah.
Yes,
I love that.
Yes.
So yes, she cheated on him, and then it broke his heart, and then he found Sheila. Now she was born hearing, and then at six had problems with her hearing. We don't know if she's deaf.
She uses hearing aids
or hearing, but But she is learning ASL, and her English is okay.
Yeah.
She also has a son that's 12 years old.
And he seems to be – there's a clip of him saying – she's like, I'm worried that my son will not be able to communicate with David at all. And that is a problem.
Because they can't type it out. I mean, they have to translate it. Yeah. Well, we don't know if he speaks English
and
or not.
And Sheila and David talk mostly through texting. That's how they do everything. And
but I will say this probably won't be as a weird and awkward thing for him because of like what we've gotten on with Scott and Lydia on Lyft. But as we talk to his friend who's a bartender, that's how he is used to talking to a lot of people.
I have high hopes for these two.
We don't. I do, but we haven't seen her around with him. We don't know.
That's true.
Look, y'all. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
David is fine.
She's 11 years younger than he is.
Because he's how old?
42.
And she's 31 with the kids. So I'm a little worried about that.
Yep.
About her motives.
Now, they did meet in a deaf singles website.
They did, actually. I forgot about that.
So
makes me feel better.
That does feel like she's a little bit more, she's less like trying to take advantage of someone who's deaf. They've been dating for 2 years and he is flying to the Philippines to meet her for the first time. So he's talking to the bartender who he knows. And this is something you can just see a slice of his life. He's just handing the bartender, showing him his phone. And the bartender's like, sure. And it's like, I just like, smiling face, licking lips, smiling face, licking lips.
Licking lips, yeah.
There is nothing weirder than speaking emojis.
Again,
when
y'all,
I hear them.
Have Siri read your dirty text and you will be horrified. Horrified.
And y'all, he's going to propose. I don't know enough about this. We got very little coverage with this couple.
Well, we do know that he has sent her money.
Yes.
Not the first year that they dated.
But only
the second year.
$3,000.
See, that's what I... His bartender's like, that's a lot of money. And I went, oh, honey, you haven't watched 90 Day Fiancé no. very long. $3,000 is nothing.
Yeah. They've sent like 20 grand before.
Yeah, that is yeah. nothing.
How much has Gino sent Jasmine?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
And then to add to the tragedy idea here is, though, she never asked me if it was the first year, but when she did ask with when COVID happened, and then she had a house fire, and then a typhoon happened, and then Tom's son, Tom had eye surgery, Tom's son rolled his car 3 times.
Then a robber came in, and the dog was defending him, and the dog died.
Anyway, I wrote down, I'm smiling in this segment. And that's a first for what we've done so far.
Can I make you unsmile?
Yeah.
Y'all, let's talk about Riolet. Let's talk about Riolet and Violet. Now, I wasn't as triggered by him as you. You said, like, in a text, he's giving you Big Ed vibes. I don't have that yet.
Sex tourist vibes.
I could see it. I don't not see it, but it's also this, whereas Big Ed has a lot of, has like his own kind of pain, but it's like he doesn't know what it is and he so just kind of barrels through it. This guy was very open about just, again, someone who's so fucking lonely.
My issues with him are, thus, I think he wants to define the relationship the way he does, like a sex tourist. In other words, I want you for this, and I'm going to give you this much, and this is how it's going to be. That's very Big Ed. That's where I'm talking about.
I think there will be a big clash when they meet.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be a rude awakening, and she's not. Because, y'all, he's 48. She's 43. She's not some young.
She's not a young chicken.
She's going to. Know what she wants and probably
she's going to be a formidable opponent for him.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I have to say. When I get the creeps is when someone is already defining their relationship and saying what they're going to give and what I do in a relationship and what I don't do and what the other person will do for me. That makes it transactional and I go, this is not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, I agree with exactly what you said, but I come at it from a different point of view in that it's not going to work because a relationship isn't going to work if you say, there's a difference of having boundaries, but if you literally say, I can't say I love you because that means you're, every time I say that,
people leave.
It turns to shit and people leave, then you're not even, you don't even have barely 1 foot in this relationship.
I also want to say it is overwhelmingly selfish to lead with your own personal hurt in a relationship.
Which is hard.
And that's hard to hear. That's hard if you're out there going, well, I've been hurt so many times. It is overwhelmingly selfish.
I mean, part of being in a relationship is... and
vulnerability.
Is that vulnerability and also taking... there's that point, it's like the feeling you get where you jump off a diving board and for a second you wonder, is it going to be safe before I land in the water? That's what you have to
do. He wants everything about the relationship, but he wants complete safety.
He's crawling. That's where I came. It is control. I guess what's different to me is Ed wants to control because I think he's a misogynist and a narcissist. I don't think this guy's a narcissist, but I think he wants to, but you're right though. He wants to control all the conditions of this relationship from a place of hurt. And that's not good.
I'm seeing a lot of parallels here. Mm-hmm. And I brought up Voldemort for a reason. And it has to do with the position sometimes both Thai, Vietnamese, women occupy with some Western men,
mm-hmm.
and how what sphere they culturally occupy.
Mm-hmm.
So he even said, well, I went on a Vietnamese dating site. Why'd you do that?
See, to me, he gives me more Tarzal vibes or more of his brother. That's the vibes he gives me. Still
there's,
not a great
there's
guy.
There's something more
there's something more planned out here that gives me pause.
Well, he's worried about her, but let's jump in. Riley's from Pennsylvania.
It is, by the way, I need to look up, keep talking, I need to look up where Stroudburg is. For some reason, I feel like it's in Pennsylvania.
In 2000, his home burned, he's originally from New York. In 2000, his home burned down, so he's rebuilding his jazz collection. He's a big Elton John fan, and I mean, he seems fun. He likes jazz. He likes to smoke cigars when he hears jazz.
That's, loves a stogie.
That's great. Love
yeah,
that.
It's near Scranton. And giving up in Allentown.
Wow.
Billy Joel.
Yeah. He has a dog named Mila. Now, and also it's interesting because of the job he does. He works in public safety for the government. So he's always talks about, like, it's his job to think of crazy scenarios and how to keep people safe.
I get that. Dude, don't use that as an excuse.
I know. He's not jumping off the diving board. He literally is waiting in the kiddie pool trying,
You know, there's also something about him that he feels too ready for this show. He feels too rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
He feels way too comfortable on camera about joking and with them, and it feels way too, I've planned out what I'm going to say so everyone will know what I'm going to be.
It gets a little performative. Yeah. And maybe he's just good TV, but we shall see. He said he knocked on his girlfriend's door and he just knew, and he walked in and there was
a man in her closet.
One of his friends, I think he even said.
Yeah, she found the guy through him. A man in my closet.
Yeah.
A little poodle mystery.
A little poodle mystery. Doesn't, guess what? Nobody dies.
No, but someone became a man that day.
But someone finishes.
Yes.
So, and then he had another woman, and he was going to ask, they fell in love. He was going to ask her to marry him. She was going on a trip to Philadelphia, and then she never came back.
And she just said, nope. I'm not leaving.
So it does tell me what I got from that, too, is there's, yes, he is a bad picker. And I wonder what's going on with him, like, that why he would choose people like that, why people would just up and leave him like that.
This is, he also needs, the reason why he's so comfortable talking about these stories is because, I say it before, he's the hero of this story.
Mm-hmm.
He's the hero of his story because these people have wronged him, and maybe this one is going to be okay.
Well, he couldn't sleep at night, so he said, well, you know,
I'll just download a Vietnamese dating app. That's not specific or anything.
A friend didn't tell me that at all because they're up at night. Seems like a very convenient story.
Yeah. I get all the weird vibes about this guy. There's something that's off.
Well, that's where he met Violet. She's 43. He calls her the sweetest jerk. And they're going to meet. He's going to meet her for 2 weeks.
They've been dating for 2 years.
And they've been dating for 2 years. Yes, 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 yes. We see... What did she say? Oh, she told me that Vietnamese... This is her... I think it's a weird inside joke, but whatever. It's their inside joke. She told him he doesn't say I love you. That's what he said because, you know, people leave when they say I love
people
you.
People leave process when I say that. I love you.
Process that.
People leave.
I know. And I'm like, oh, well, again, this man has not been in a therapy room at all, and he needs it. But we meet her, and he says that basically she says Vietnamese women don't mean anything. They mean the opposite. So like when they say I hate you to each other, and that means, or they flip each other off, and that means I love you. I don't think that's what Grandma Hazel meant when she flipped Aunt no. Darla off at Thanksgiving.
And called her a slut?
And called her a you little fucking slut. That's what you are. And then took both hands and went, double it.
I still have to say, there's nothing like calling your daughter a slut at Thanksgiving. I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
So, she's quite mentally ill,
pulled
right?
Pulled out, who?
Grandma Hazel.
I look back, I think Grandma Hazel probably was borderline personality disorder.
I guess I can't imagine it ever getting that bad. Now, someone at my Thanksgiving dinner would wind up in the back room crying. That seems normal.
Grandma Hazel, that's where I get wanting to be on stage. I actually think I get the performative part from my Grandma Hazel and my dad's side of the family. Which, by the way, y'all, go see my cousin Leah at Gay Pride in Dallas. Go see Leah. What day is that?
I think it's already happened.
No, it's in June.
Oh.
Maybe it did already happen. I hope it didn't because what?
I need 10% of her box office receipts.
No. Oh, shit. It was on June 3rd.
If we're going to promote her, I need.
We promoted her once already.
I need a cut. Sorry.
Anyway, all I was going to say is it's like Grandma was performative. It's like when my cousin Kelly, Aunt Peggy's youngest daughter, got married. I think this is too. Yes. She got married. Her first husband was a Talaferro. That didn't work out.
And yeah, so, we know the Kennedys. The Kennedys of Lone Grove.
Oh, yeah. But we got married the second time. My grandma, Grandma Hazel said, well, I'm just going to make a statement. And she didn't. Now, Grandma Hazel had blonde hair.
You have told this story. Yeah,
y'all,
about
she
the
dyed
black
her hair.
Hair
black. And she walked down that aisle.
Swinging her purse. Isn't it funny when I can tell your stories?
Just swinging that person, swinging them hips like, by God, I'm here. And she just looked at her children as someone to say, I dare you to say something bad about my hair.
So I think one of the reasons he likes Violet, you call them together, they're Riolet. One of the reasons is that she kind of calls him, she pushes his buttons and pushes his boundaries. And in a way, I think that's good. However, this is not a person who reacts favorably. I think the downside of pushing his boundaries makes him react negatively.
Well, this is a difference that's not Big Ed that I don't see yet from him. And maybe this comes, I hope it doesn't come to pass, but Big Ed is cruel.
I agree with you there.
At least from what we've seen, I don't see him being cruel and antagonistic of her, but maybe. But I'll tell you this, it's not going to be his way. You can tell by her personality.
Violet came to play.
Violet gets what Violet wants, and Violet is going to, it's going to be good. It's going to be riveting.
I'm calling this now. In future scenes, we already see him seeing on her phone a picture of a guy shirtless. And he, of course, flips the fuck out.
Yeah.
And she is letting him think he's in control of this. And he's not going to react well. I think he's the one who's going to wind up hurt. And he's going to play the victim, which I think he's wanted all along. He needs this series of failed relationships.
He doesn't want it consciously, but subconsciously it's what's comfortable.
Yep. And you're right. I think I need to come up with a different sex tourist.
It's not Ed. I'm not disagreeing with you about the sex tourist.
No, it's total Ed, sex tourist vibes.
Ed and Bilal are their own. Ed, Bilal, and Danielle
they are.
They're all on their own special little island. The island of miserable bitches.
The island of miserable bitches. So he's on his motorcycle, and he's going to the Juneteenth celebration for his friend Sean and Tiffany. I wonder how many. It doesn't look like this was very well attended. This in rural Pennsylvania, Scranton, but maybe there are more black people who celebrate Juneteenth in this area.
I mean, I think it's becoming more and more.
It's necessary, definitely.
It's big in Texas because that's where it happened.
But Sean and Tiffany both are skeptical about this.
Tiffany's like, you're really going. And as she says that, one of the posters, it fall down. And she said, see, the ancestors say don't go.
I screamed
when she said that.
I enjoyed this.
Also, Sean is cute.
He is.
His friend Sean is cute.
So, and then they say, did you send her money? Which is always an American says. And like, well, I only gave $100 to the stepdaughter.
For her birthday.
Yeah. And she has two daughters.
Sean also says that after his last girlfriend and him broke up, he met Violet a week later.
That was
a week. I'm so that was lonely.
That was my biggest, biggest WTF moment, actually.
But it is annoying where she's like, do you love her? And Riley's like, I do, but I don't say the word. And I went, get the fuck over it, you child.
That's the thing. I don't know if he's ever going to be able to relinquish enough control to have any type of vulnerability with this person. He also says, well, I found out she lied about two things. She lied about being divorced when we met. That's a very common thing in 90 Day Fiancé. They've done that before.
True.
But also, she was adamant he comes off of the app. And then, how did he find out that she was
still on? Well, Tiffany brought that up. Tiffany said, well, you only found out that she was on the app because you got back on it.
Because you got back on it.
But he said he only got back on it because he didn't trust her. Yeah, we'll see.
I think this is grade school tomfoolery. And I think both these are going to provide drama. This is, for me, this is DOA already. I don't believe this man has enough, has enough potential vulnerability.
Potential vulnerability
to make this work.
And with that, we're going to take a commercial, everybody. We'll see you back in a bit.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Big news, big news. Y'all, this is actually from Kara Berry. I wanted to say
from
Kara.
Her Instagram?
From her Instagram, yes. But, y'all, Sex and the City news.
Again, I'm...
You don't watch the show.
I've only seen one episode. I know it's shocking. And I've seen the second movie, but I was drunk.
So you didn't really see it.
No.
Y'all, Kim Cattrall
is Cattrall.
I always say her name wrong. Is on season two. They're... Rumor that she films like a very last scene in season two. She's back. She's back.
And hell was supposed to freeze over before
hell
she
was
ever...
supposed to freeze over. And it just proves the point. They always come back for the money.
Yep.
This bitch is going to quit this show in 7 years and say he'll never work with me again. And then 5 years later, she'll be back.
7 years? More like two. We're not going to be doing this show for 7 years. Are you kidding me?
Don't say that. People will freak out.
Fuck no. I don't do anything for 7 years. I'm leaving as soon as I can get out.
And yeah, we'll see. We'll see when the money's there. We'll see, Scroogey.
You know what? You're right. I'll do anything for if money keeps coming in.
It's true. Anyway, that wasn't a
Martian socks.
I didn't. There's not a lot of new stuff. There's not a lot of information about it. If you'll see it all over people's Instagrams, but I think even Ryan Bailey was talking about it. But
and he's straight.
I'm very.
So that means something.
That means
when
something.
When a straight man is interested in Sex in the City,
he's not that straight.
He's a little gay. Little gay to text me late at night and tell me all kinds of sweet nothings.
God.
Boy.
Y'all, and well, we also have one more announcement that we're going to announce at the end of the show. We're teasing him.
I don't like these.
I better do it now or I'll forget. Yeah. Y'all, next week we're doing something special. We're doing a collaborative.
Oh, okay.
You know about this. We're just talking about it. I just said we'll talk about it.
I never know it until you do it. It's like I have goldfish brain.
You do. And then, but y'all, we're going to do a special with Kim and Kyle from Cray Cray. We haven't talked to them in a long time. So we're going to be doing... we're going to be doing like a collab on both of our free feeds of talking about next episode of Before
with
the 90.
The video on the Patreon.
The video on the Patreon.
Still not going to be able to see their faces.
I'm trying to get them to do it. Maybe we can get an animator to make a cartoon. I mean, well, let's do this. Let's see. I think, because we know what they really look like.
We do.
I think someone, a dead ringer for Kyle would for sure be Chris Hemsworth. Wouldn't you say? With a beard.
Yes.
Bearded Chris Hemsworth, right?
Chris Hemsworth / Chris Hemsworth / like George Hamilton. Like young George Hamilton.
Young George Hamilton.
Yeah.
Very tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And who do you
But
think,
a beard.
But a beard. For Kim, who would you suggest?
Sophia Loren.
Yes, not the young one. Sophia Loren now looks just like her. Kim doesn't put on
she's
sunblock.
Very young.
Yeah, very young. But she's just,
very
yeah,
young.
Yeah, very
but
young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
So anyway, maybe you'll get to see them. But the part one will be on the free feed. Or one part will be on our feed and the other part will be on theirs. We'll do a little 90-day coffee day.
We're 90-day coffee day. We're very excited to talk to them because we also want to talk. Kyle really wants to talk about me, you, and my ex.
He does.
And how surreal the show is and how I basically decided it's my favorite cringe tier because it feels like comfort food to me.
Yeah, it does feel comforting to you.
It's weird because...
It doesn't make you nauseous.
It
I need
doesn't
a sister to
nauseous.
Bite a sister's toenail off. I need to be horrified. That's what I want.
That show needs a lot of Jesus.
Oh. Oh, I love that.
I would love it if that show never came back. It's the
don't
only.
You, I will,
it's,
if this didn't have
listen,
beer in it,
listen,
I'd throw this bottle on your
it's
head.
It's the only show that I don't ever want to come back that we do. Because every time we finish a season, I'm so glad it's over.
How dare you?
I find it.
I
not,
watch Seeking Brother Husband.
I
for
find
you.
It unhealthy.
Oh.
A Seeking Sister Wife is probably going to come back in the fall. And we're doing it now. You heard it here first, y'all. We're doing Seeking Sister Wife.
Great.
They better deliver. That's,
they will.
This last season fucking delivered. Holy shit.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
Jasmine.
Gino.
I don't know if I can send you $320 times 5 for
Gino.
Your hair extensions. That's a lot of money.
Gino, I need quality. Quality. End of conversation, Gino.
Maybe I can buy a sample.
Gino, show me your nipples, Gino. Show me your nipples.
I don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, you're so boring. You're so boring, Gino. They're back,
y'all.
She's
a fiery, passionate Latina.
Boy. Someone showing up.
This could not have gone better.
Oh. here's the deal. Here's why they are perfect for this show.
Those aren't nudes.
And maybe it will change. Maybe Jasmine will become an Angela, or maybe she
don't care.
Maybe she will become too aware of the cameras and know that. But there's... She said it herself to her ex-boyfriend. Jasmine craves chaos and crazy. And
I need chaos.
I need chaos and crazy. You're beautiful. Yes, Dan, you're a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Englishman with a very nice penis.
He's actually an Aussie.
Oh, Aussie. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I need
Crazy Gino, crazy Gino. I love him. I hate him. I hate him. I love him. Gino. Come in me, Gino. Come in me, Gino.
We have never had so many ejaculation talks. Never had so much ejaculation talk.
On 90 Day Fiancé.
True. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
For sure on the pod.
Piano Cat 77, that's all it is.
Yeah, for sure on the pod.
So y'all, you need to know that Gino, whenever they bring back an old Gino from Canton, Michigan, when they bring back somebody, they always kind of show their back. You don't know. And he's like, hey, I swapped out the ball cap for a fedora. So y'all, Gino is officially Christina Aguilera at the 2001 MTV Music Awards.
Yep, for sure. For sure.
He is wearing that. Remember when all the girls in LA wore fedoras?
Yeah.
And all the boys wore them like 3 years later.
You know who started? It was Britney.
Yep.
Britney did it. I just got some Britney Spears tarot cards from our friends, and they're amazing.
That's gay.
She got them at a thrift store, and it is they're amazing tarot cards. I'm excited.
So, y'all, he's buying hair extensions, and he's like,
these women helping him are just like,
I'm not one who needs a lot of material things. And she's like, but my fiance Jasmine, she really does.
So I didn't realize, is that what extensions normally cost?
I didn't know they were that expensive.
$20 an extension, and you need like five of them?
Well, Darcy and Stacey's hair extensions don't cost that much.
They don't cost that much.
They're bad.
They're bad.
I don't know why he doesn't give her their budget of extensions. I think good hair extensions are that price.
I mean, if it makes sense,
I don't know.
Someone grew out their hair that long.
Yeah.
And then they cut.
I think
human
if you're
hair.
Buying human hair, it's quite expensive.
Are there people that just their job is just waiting for their hair to grow and they cut it off?
You're asking me something I'm not sure of.
No, I'm kind of pondering to the universe.
Yeah,
I'm asking Miss Uni, what's going on with
Miss Uni?
Miss Uni,
you know what? I think I hated that at first, and now I'm kind of okay with it
because you realize you're witchy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been manifesting like a motherfucker this week, y'all.
Like a motherfucker. Some of that will affect you, and we're excited to let you know later on.
Yes. This bitch has been manifesting. All of my moons are in Taurus.
Yes, and I keep trying to tell you, you are a powerful witch bitch.
I know I am. So, y'all, Gino has filed the K-1, and Jasmine is very frustrated.
Very frustrated.
And but I'm going to show her my new clothes directly from the Tommy Bahama collection.
Yeah, I was going to ask you where he bought. He's like, y'all, Gino.
This is, or that Walmart, what is it, Faded Glory? This looks very Faded Glory.
Yes, very Faded Glory.
The Walmart collection.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure.
Because Tommy Bahama, I think, is expensive.
It is expensive. It used to be at the Grove.
I feel like this is Faded
anymore.
Glory.
I think Faded Glory.
Yeah. And she's like, so they're doing a call, and he's like, I got better shirts, and I've upgraded to fedoras.
He's working now. He's making good money.
Argue about finances.
He's an engineer, y'all, so Gino's making
an
good
automotive
money.
Engineer, yeah.
He's making good money, and he's cheap.
So he was laid off, and he is extremely cheap.
Yes.
But Jasmine, y'all, is in the plastic surgeon's office.
I'm 35, and I'm the whole package. I want my vagina to be so tight.
Like a virgin.
Yes. Yes, say it again.
Like a virgin.
Like a virgin. Like a virgin.
I swear to God. And then she said,
I want Gino to put his dick in my virgin and go, oh my God, that feels like a 19-year-old. Gino, Gino, Gino.
And she's like, I want to be a virgin again, doctor, because he never ejaculates.
And the doctor just goes,
doctor, he never ejaculates in my po nunana.
He got... Then she says, like,
which sounds like a song the Muppets sing.
He does say, she says, he goes to the bathroom to masturbate.
He is not a diet for sex.
And then she says, I hope if I get my punanana so tight, he can come inside me.
And the doctor is just going.
Whoa. Like, I kept pausing to laugh.
Doctor, I model for him. I put on lingerie for him. I play with my breath.
I give him a BJ.
I give him BJ. Nothing, doctor. Nothing.
I try to stick my finger in his... Ooh.
Ooh.
He's culo.
I just want American milk, doctor. American
and
leche.
The doctor's like this. Yikes.
And then at one point, she's like, no, Gino is the strange one. I am normal. And y'all, she's, this is his last
look
chance.
At me. Who would not want to fuck me?
She's a star. I think she's a fucking star.
I think playing her and channeling her is going to make me, maybe I'll start having sex positive now. No, I'm sex positive, but I don't want a man to touch me. But maybe this is going to awaken my fiery beast. I'll just start getting dick and get to tell you about it.
I don't ever want you to say fiery beast again.
Yeah. My ravenous squirrel.
That's more like it, actually. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, he's going to Panama. Boy, it's been a long time since I've said Panama.
Oh.
It's like using a muscle for the first time.
It really is.
Going to Panama, but I'm also juggling a full-time job as an automotive engineer, and Jasmine gets upset that I can't talk to her as much as I used to. And I think now I didn't call this, but I think it's time for another installment of Reality Gaze Theater.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll be playing the role of Gino.
You will. I wish you could see on the intimate portrait, because what I appreciate Poodle does, he blinks just like Gino.
I get into character that way.
We really embody.
Yeah. So here we go.
Hello, baby love. Hi, I'm a baby. Ooh, my little
hi.
Baby. You're my great kiddo.
I got a new
hat. Is that a new hat?
Do you like it?
Oh, there's a little fly here. Sorry.
Do you like it?
Oh, my baby.
I got new shirts, too. You like these? Ooh, Faded Glory.
Ooh, show me your nipples, Gino. Show me your nipples. Come on, Gino, please.
I don't do that stuff.
No, Gino, just so boring.
So, you know, I've submitted for the K-1. I'm really, really...
Have you checked the status, Gino? Gino, can I go be with you? Have you checked the visa status, Gino?
Well, it looks like things are going to be fine. Are you doing okay there in your country?
What do you mean they're going to be What do you mean they're going to be fine? Is it going to be approved?
I think so. I hope so.
Stop that shit, Gino. Stop that shit. You tell
please
me.
Please calm down.
You tell me
Jasmine?
It's going to be approved and I'm waiting. Wait, this Jasmine? Is a new level of stress in my life, Gino.
Calm, breathe, Jasmine. Yeah.
Show me your nipple.
So when are you you doing okay your living wise situation?
Gino, because you tease me with this visa. Nothing to do with the American government. It's all your fault. You tease me. You tease me. I have to move, Gino. I have to move.
Oh, you got
to
move again. This is the fifth time in 8 weeks.
I have to move to an apartment complex. It's not that nice. It's called the Luxury Bellagio. Give me your money estates. But
that sounds expensive.
No, Gino, it's 2 bedrooms.
What's the cost of that?
Gino, it's only $3,000 a month, Gino.
Per month? That's crazy.
Gino, this is the last month that I'm going to live here.
Oh, I don't like it when you get scared.
Gino, I'm a queen. I'm a queen, Gino.
What about a 1-bedroom?
No! I have to have 2 bedrooms, Gino, for my sister. And also,
your sister's
with you. So that way,
when
you come to Panama, she won't hear when you have sex with me, Gino. Take me in your arms, Gino. Gino, make love to me, Gino.
I want to do that
Gino,
so bad,
my
panuni, Jasmine.
My panuni is giggling for you, Gino. Come in me, Gino. Come in me. Give me that poop, 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 poop. Boop, boop. Give it, Gino. Give it.
I need to say that we had sexual problems, but it actually comes back to trust, not sexual problems.
Oh, Gino, you're so crazy. You're so funny, Gino. You say things that aren't true. So funny.
You know, I got to go because I got to go get some dinner. I'm going to send you receipts and evidence.
Send me a dick pic, Gino, please.
You know I don't do that.
Oh, it's so boring.
And
scene.
Y'all, this is giving season 5 realness, and I'm so happy.
Sorry, I went really hard. I won't go as hard normally.
When you went like this at me, and your eyes were wide, and you just did this with your lips.
I really, got into care. I really,
you know.
She is my Debbie.
She is. I will say, when she's like, you know, because it's so, we need privacy. Because it's so hard and difficult for you to come.
The whole entire because of the come. Because it's so hard.
She's basically saying we need 2 bedrooms so you can come in.
So you can come, yes. You know it's so hard for you to come.
She's so good. I love her so much.
She's a star.
So y'all, guess what? Gino has agreed to pay for 1 month at this ridiculous apartment for $3,000 a month.
That's, y'all, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. A 2-bedroom apartment in Panama.
Like a 2-bedroom apartment. That would be like a nice 2-bedroom in LA would be $3,000.
Yeah.
Like a very nice 2-bedroom.
And then she's basically like, I have to turn all my pages now. We meet Dane because she met Dane through a friend 5 years ago who's handsome, rich.
She's hot.
He is hot. He's Australian. And I'm like, why did she break up with this guy? And I know why. She needs someone who needs her more than they.
She wants to be wanted. And that's.
Wanting to be wanted. Needing to be needed.
Yes. So.
I need chaos. I need passion.
I need kiss and passion.
Someone who will give me fire.
I will say the worst sex I ever had.
He was too delicate.
Was with an Australian man, but only had sex with one. So I don't think I have a good sampling.
I disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I think they need to branch out a little bit more.
Yep. I disagree. They're hot, though.
He wasn't that. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
So, y'all, she tells him about sending the topless pics that he sent to the ex, and she's like, she was banned from teaching?
She said that she's like, that was spread and I was banned from teaching.
Do you believe that?
No. 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 I don't think. Panama City has how many people? It's huge.
Millions.
It's like.
Millions.
Hey Siri, how many people live in Panama City?
Millions of people. Has to be.
Well, it doesn't want to say. But I feel like. There's no way that every single school she could teach at.
Here's the thing. She's decided she's an Instagram reality star now. Fine. I'm fine with being under that umbrella. She's very entertaining. So is he.
1.9 million.
Yeah.
It's a big city.
Yeah. I can't believe that, like, some people just shared your story. Yeah, and not everyone knows who you are.
But no, she knows Gino has. She wants to be taken care of.
Yep.
And she wants, like I said, she wants to be a reality star.
Yep.
So.
And he's like, anything I can do. And she's like, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Strangers. I will say this. We said this at the last season. It'll be interesting to see if this holds up. When they ended, we both believed that they do love each other.
I believe that.
We think, y'all, that's the difference with her compared to a lot of other people. It's not a full con. It's because, like, you hit it. She needs him to want her
so
and
badly.
Desire her. And if this idea of him not being able to come inside her, it makes her feel unloved.
Yep.
And it's driving her crazy.
She needs to find someone who is a little bit of a golem. She needs to find someone who is weird and knows she's out of his league and will always work. And she will, so she can consistently say, you're out of my league. Look at me, Gino.
Yeah.
That's what
she
needs.
Which I will say, she is very pretty. And then in her her talking head.
Her surgery settled too.
She like, cause she think got her lips done or whatever. Yep. She looks gorgeous, I gotta say.
Her surgery has settled when she's been, it's still, to me, it's still a little too much filler. Because I thought she was gorgeous the way she was.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want, you know, but the talking head is a little much, like it kind of looks like a different person. we're in that area.
She will, as she gets famous, she will change like Darcy.
It'll be Darcy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You're right.
What a great season to look forward to.
So we've got tragedy, 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 tragedy. Comedy?
Farce, basically. Farce.
I think, though, we've got probably two more stories to hear. This was the first episode.
We heard five couples?
We heard five couples.
And there's seven?
Yep. I think there's seven.
We get them early, so we don't see next week on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all, I'm so happy. I just told Poodle during a break, what fun that we've had a good run of Toe, except for that tell-all that sucked.
Boo.
But a good run of Toe, and then now, before.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a good summer, y'all.
It's heavy, but it doesn't feel like we've got a ton of fraudacity.
No.
Like Hay usually gives us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com where you can find out all the information about us. If you want to find out about RG Plus, you can do that there. If you want to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can do that
please,
there as well.
Please.
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 This feels easier to say this time than the first episode. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes. And if you have ever said to a doctor in the same room, I just want them to come inside me.
Funny thing. You know, I'll save it for another day.
Call us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.